To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
When I was a teenager, my friends and I used to go to the mall, and we would go to the upscale stores and look around at the makeup department, and we would try to find free samples. Well, we weren't very good at it. They didn't usually like to we weren't going to buy anything, David, but now as an adult, I'm thinking maybe I'll go in there dressed nice, and they might take me a little more seriously. So today, we're going to be talking about getting some great beauty samples.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, if you go to the stores today, it's not like the old days. Sampling is probably the greatest marketing tool a beauty company can have, but it's very, very costly, so they're hard to find. So we've challenged Kara to search for what I'm going to call my favorite brand, free. So she's going to help us talk about some of the free samples out there. And we missed her because she was at Fashion Week, one of the most talked about events. Oh, wow. And so, Kara, welcome back.
Back.
I was going to say, wait, she went away for a few seconds. How you doing, Kara?
Doing good. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. So did you have fun at Fashion Week? Get a lot of beauty tips?
I had so much fun. It was so cool. It was just really cool. I got to go backstage and see some of the makeup and hair happen, and it was really fun.
Well, a lot of our listeners, you know, we all envy you getting to go. I'd love to go myself. A lot of celebrities, a lot of all the new fashions come out. So it's a big thing that makes a lot of the celebrity magazines and news stories. But, you know, we challenged you with something while you were out there having fun and hobnobbing with the celebrities. But that was to find things that our listeners could get for free or free samples. Talk to us about what you found.
Okay, well, my number one place to get free samples is Sephora, because they are so incredibly generous. It does not matter what you want to sample, they will give you a generous sample of it. And where some of the, like you said, Lisa, some of the department stores will kind of turn up their nose or act irritated. I've been to hundreds, probably, of Sephoras, and I have never been treated badly or had them.
You know, let's stop there for a minute,
because Sephora
actually changed the beauty industry when they came on the scene. You know, a couple decades ago when they first started, they started very small up in New York, and they've grown into this monster. And I think they get how to work with the consumer. You know, like
they
you said, giving away samples.
Do.
Yep, treating you well and taking care of the consumer. I think their biggest component that I love about them is their educational component. The people at the store level seem
extremely
to know the products.
Educated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great wealth of information.
I 100% agree. I'm always impressed with everyone I've ever worked with from Sephora. They're always so educated. They're good to work with you. And what I really love is, especially, you know, I think it's intimidating, especially asking for samples, but they're never intimidating, and they don't pressure you to buy anything. They just want to help you, which is so important to me, because I really don't like the hard sell. You know, I really don't want to be followed around and
let me interject
with questions.
For our listeners, I always suggest, you know, look for a free sample to try a product so you can see if it's going to work for you and if your skin doesn't react. Some companies do sampling, which we're going to talk more about, and then some who don't have them for whatever reason. The other thing to look for is make sure they've got a money-back guarantee, because I think if a brand stands behind it and lets you try it, whether it's through sampling or even if you bought it but you're able to return it if there's a problem, shows a company stands behind their product. And if you find a brand that doesn't do one of the... Yeah, a brand that doesn't do one of the two, I'd avoid at all costs. And so if you don't have a sample there, the stores run out, see what the guarantee is. See if the company really believes in their product or not. And that's a personal belief of mine. But go ahead and tell us about some of the samples and that you found. What's your second?
So the other thing that you can do, which is really fun, is just coupon clipping. A lot of times when new products come out or anytime there's a special, the grocery store, the drugstore, Walmart, they'll have coupons that will get you just a free product. You don't have to buy anything. So if you keep your eye open for those, that's a really great way to get them, just on your grocery stop. And another way to get free samples and actually free full-size makeup is through Allure. If you go to allure.com and you go to free stuff, they usually have a whole month's worth of happen where you can get online and get registered to get free stuff. And it's really fun, and it's just yours for the taking if, you know, you take the time to go fill out those forms.
Great stocking stuffers,
too.
Yeah,
do they actually have events that you have?
Well, it's just online events. So you just have to be there at a certain time and register, you know. So you just go look at the calendar and check it out. I know we just passed August, but usually during August they have free stuff every single day of the month. And they give away thousands. So it's not like a sweepstakes where your chances are really slim. You could actually have a really high chance. As long as you know the calendar, you're probably going to get something.
Oh, that's really cool. You know, I want to go back to Sephora for a moment.
Okay.
I just want to say I was really impressed when I went to a Sephora in my area, and I specifically told them the ingredients that I wanted to avoid. You know, a lot of the toxic ingredients David and I talk about. And she immediately knew which products to show me, which ones not to show me. And I thought that was great. So I felt, you know, like, wow, you really are educated.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you. Any other time I go into a makeup store, I'm usually, because I think I'm spoiled by Sephora, I'm usually surprised. I'm like, wait, why don't you know this? and there's been times when, you know, because I research the makeup a ton before I even step into the store. And there's been times when, you know, I ask just to, you know, just to make sure that, you know, they have the same information I have. And every time I'm just really impressed. But I'm also just really impressed with their attitude about sampling. They never make you feel stupid about it. And there's been times when I first started my blog, I just really needed to do the research and find out what the best products were. And so I actually went into the Sephora nearest to me and asked for a sample of every single foundation they carried. And they were 100% nice about it, obliged. The girl literally walked around and gave me a sample of every single foundation in the entire store.
Now, but I've got to say this for our listeners. I mean, Carrie, you have, when you started your blog is one thing, and I'm going to say when you started, you're probably like our average listener, but today you've built up, you have 1 million viewers a month, you're Allure Beauty's Blogger of the Year in 2013, so I could see if I was a store, I would want to give you everything to get you to write about us, but I think you've hit on something. As our listeners go in, you don't need to be shy, is you should be able to go into a store like a Sephora who makes you feel comfortable and try those products, and as Lisa pointed out, find one that's educated and can help guide you with what products don't contain certain ingredients that you're trying to avoid and help you along the way. So you've got some great advice
absolutely.
Some of this advice is also available on your website as well. We just mentioned your blog, but I love the name mascara, MASKCARA.com, and I love that.
Thank you. I love it too.
Cara, I've got to come out and see you because I want to be one of those before and afters. You know, I have a nose that's a little crooked, and I see how you like magically straighten people's noses with makeup and shading, and I'm dying. So one of these days we got to do that.
Absolutely. My nose is a little crooked too, so I hear ya.
I'm a good before model.
Your nose is straight. You don't count.
not my nose. It's the rest of me you got to worry about, especially as I hit my midlife here. But anyway, it seems to be this topic of the day for me. Anyway, so you've given some great advice. So again, for the listeners, is find a store like a Sephora who's going to give you samples, or some of the department stores if they will, or as you mentioned, Allure.com. And if you can't get a sample of a particular product, write to the brand, call the brand, look at their website, and make sure that they offer a money-back guarantee. They need to stand behind their product. This is beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay healthy, and stay well.